Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. Nick Gilbert Way is officially open in Detroit, so we kick off today's show with Dustin Stoltzman. He is the Director of Experience for Bedrock. Thank you for joining us today, Dustin. First of all, I want you to just tell our listeners, what exactly is Nick Gilbert Way?
Yeah, well, thanks, first of all, Ann, for the conversation today. I appreciate that. Nick Gilbert Way is a new public plaza that actually debuted last Thursday at Hudson's Detroit, and it is complete with festive decor, lighting, and retail activations, adding a bold new layer of excitement to the city's holiday experience. And it's intentionally designed to be a place to pause and participate. It's a connection between Woodward Avenue and Farmer Street that really invites people to gather, explore, and experience downtown in a whole new way while honoring the life and legacy of Nick Gilbert, the late son of Dan and Jen Gilbert.
So, Dustin, when we visit Nick Gilbert Way, what are some of the experiences that we can have there?
Yeah, so there are a lot of things for people to experience there this holiday season. Everything from local vendors and shopping opportunities. There's live entertainment, food, art. Also, a lot of nostalgia. We, you know, recognize that a lot of people have, you know, a lot of memories of the J.L. Hudson's department store, and there's a lot of different nods and paying homage to some of those holiday experiences as well. So a little bit of something for everybody, and happy to kind of dive in a little further even with that.
Yeah, please do. You know, I have a big heart for this because when I was a little girl, we always went to Hudson's around the holidays, and just, you know, the window displays and the food and the festivities, it was just a wonderful experience. And I know lots of other people in this area who grew up when I did have the same feeling. So elaborate on exactly what we'll find. We will even have the opportunity to take a look at some of the window displays.
Yes, so that is correct. That is actually kind of the first thing that you'll notice as you're heading to Nick Gilbert Way is the Hudson's block does have those nostalgic window displays. So we've worked with the Detroit Historical Society as well as Design Corps for window displays on Woodward and GM, which of course is moving their world headquarters to Hudson's. They also have a window display there as well. So that, to your point, is something that we really wanted to bring back and, you know, have people who previously experienced that magic back in the day be able to, you know, have that experience, but also just creating that, you know, tradition for a new generation. And then, you know, once you walk into Nick Gilbert Way, the first thing that you see also is this, you know, larger than life bear, which of course is a installation that we put in, you know, as a nod to the Santa bear that used to be such a staple at the Hudson's department store. And kind of just speaking to that bear piece as well, we actually have a hut that will be selling the bear at Hudson's, which is our modern take on this classic holiday tradition as well. So one of the, you know, many shopping opportunities there. But, you know, throughout Nick Gilbert Way, you'll be able to see GM has a car display, both a modern and a vintage car for people to take pictures with and, you know, again, get to, you know, relive that nostalgia, but also kind of looking ahead at the innovation and future of Hudson's and GM. There's also a food and beverage truck, our coffee truck called Une des Trois, which is operated by Café Souterre, which is a local cafe in downtown Detroit. We're also working with Post Detroit, who also has a hut in Nick Gilbert Way selling different holiday items and personalization for those items. But, you know, in addition, we've got a lot of small businesses popping up with vendor carts as mentioned, we've, you know, got musical performances throughout the season. There's, you know, a letter writing opportunity and mailbox for Santa. Mrs. Claus and her team will be making some appearances throughout the season, but really just a magical place for people to, you know, bring their families, you know, just explore this, you know, new tradition of Hudson's Detroit.
Dustin Stoltzman is who we are talking to here on Opportunity Detroit today. He's the Director of Experience for Bedrock. And Dustin, I got to tell you, you have come up with quite the experience here. The Bear at Hudson's, I just love it. So proceeds from the Hudson's Bear will be donated to a couple of different places. Talk about that, too.
Yeah, so one of the things that, you know, we were really thoughtful about as we were, you know, considering the homage to Nick Gilbert is making sure that we have a component tied into the sales of the bear. So $5 from every bear sold, the proceeds will go to the Gilly Project. And so we're really proud to be able to, you know, be a part of that this holiday season.
Talk a little bit about Nick, because one of the really cool things about this experience, the Nick Gilbert Way, is that it kind of represents what a fun-loving, great guy he was.
Yeah, and I think his love of Detroit, and yes. That's something that, you know, this was obviously a large collaboration with, you know, many, many people within our organization, but that was something that at the heart of this project we really wanted to honor was just that love for Detroit, and to your point, you know, that positive spirit, you know, that it evoked. And yeah, it's just one of many ways that we really wanted to, you know, pay tribute to him and his vision for the future of Detroit as well.
Talk to Dustin a little bit more about the flag at Hudson's.
Yeah.
That's cool too.
Yeah. So on Thursday last week, we did reintroduce the flag on the Woodward side of Hudson's. And again, really just paying tribute to the flag that used to be on the Hudson's facade many years ago. I think it maybe has been since 1976 was the last time that it was displayed. But at the time, it was the largest flag in the world. And so this was just a nod for us to be able to represent that. And we, you know, are expecting to be able to bring that back yet this holiday season for another display.
You know, one thing I didn't realize was that this flag first appeared on the side of the J.L. Hudson Department Store in 1923. That's interesting.
Yes.
Really interesting.
I know. And
yeah. It spans 141 by 85 feet. That's kind of interesting, too. It's going to decorate the building until the end of the month, correct?
Yes, of course, you know, we'll have to continue to make some modification as, you know, we monitor
yes.
the inclement weather and, you know, we already had a surprise snow and some things that, you know, we'll have to continue to evaluate. But yes, our anticipation is to have that flag back up on the building yet this season.
Now talk a little bit about the hours, holiday programming and events on Nick Gilbert Way. It's already open and it's going to be open until January 4th. So that's great.
Yeah, and, you know, the space is open itself, so visitors can enjoy that anytime, you know, and get to see the installations and holiday decor. But as far as specific programming hours, we are open on Thursdays and Fridays from 4 until 8, and then on Saturday from 12 to 8, and Sunday from 12 to 6. We also do have the Un des Trois, the coffee truck there, which is open 7 days a week, so people can enjoy that, though. And, of course, once we get a little bit further into the holiday season, we'll be extending those holiday hours to be open 7 days a week as well.
Dustin Stoltzman, Director of Experience for Bedrock, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate you talking about this great thing, the Nick Gilbert Way. We just love it.
Yeah, we're very excited. And again, I think people are excited to see it and ready to experience these new things and make new memories.
Absolutely. So much fun. Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, Michigan Central is another great place to visit during the holidays. We'll tell you all about it.